This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the apparent suicide of sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan last weekend. There are reports today that two staffers who were assigned to watch Epstein in that federal lockup ended up sleeping for most of the time they were supposed to be guarding him, and then they falsified records.
Steele was dead. Your business was dead.
President Trump speaking there to workers at an energy plant near Pittsburgh, PA, where yesterday he spoke about the ongoing trade war with China.
Your business was dead. And I put a little thing called a 25% tariff on all of the dump steel all over the country. And now your business is thriving.
Trump also going on to complain about a trade imbalance with Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Dayton, Ohio authorities say police definitely prevented more people from being shot when a gunman opened fire in an entertainment district recently, killing 9 people. They say the shooter shot a total of 26 people in just 30 seconds before police fired on him, leading him to ultimately fatally shoot himself. More on the case now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware.
The Philadelphia Orchestra and the San Francisco Opera have canceled scheduled performances by Placido Domingo as they're waiting for the outcome of a sexual harassment investigation. But the Metropolitan Opera in New York says the 78-year-old will be performing as scheduled there next month. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Rapper ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault in Sweden. The New York artist wasn't present in court a few hours ago when the verdict was announced, and he won't have to go back as he received a suspended sentence, though he was ordered to pay damages to the victim involved in a street brawl earlier this summer in Stockholm. A major drug bust in Australia involving the active ingredient found in ecstasy tablets. Here's John Clemens with more.
The active ingredient is MDMA that is used to make ecstasy tablets. John Wacker of the Queensland Police Department reports the seizure involved some of the highest purity of the drug and could have made millions of pills.
We believe the drug would have been diluted with other agents, and Queensland health analysts advise the seizure had the potential to make between 6 to 12 million capsules.
Authorities report 6 people have been arrested, and that the seizure was part of an international organized crime syndicate.
Rock band Guns N' Roses settling a lawsuit over a beer called Guns N' Rosé. The band accused a Colorado brewery, Oscar Blues, of trademark infringement. A court document this week says both sides agreed to a settlement and are working on a written settlement that would dismiss the lawsuit. Remember, you can find us online anytime, our newly redesigned websites at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hello, America. How are you? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Israel Ortega is with us. Is a spokesperson for Libra Initiative, an organization that seeks to equip the Hispanic community with the tools it needs to be prosperous. And here to break down a lot of what's going on with the Democratic Party and also the Latino vote. Is, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much. Doing well.
Hey, always a pleasure to have you with us. Lots to talk about. You know, when you look over the Democratic stage here and you see all these candidates vying for the nomination, what sticks out most for you relevant to a Latino worldview? I mean, is there anyone that sticks out that says, hey, he's going to help our people? Or she is.
Yeah, well, I think what you're seeing, Bill, is so many of the candidates running for the Democratic Party are moving so far to the left, and I think it'll be interesting to me to see how that squares in a general election. You know, when you look at the polling, there's not a majority of Latinos who are identifying themselves as very liberal or even liberal. And the places I look to for this is the Pew Hispanic Center that does a good job of breaking this down. And so, to me, when some of these candidates are moving so far to the left, I think it's going to be very tricky for them to come back to the center after they've been talking, you know, about Medicare for All and all of these very ambitious progressive plans, and even, you know, Joe Biden, who for many thought would be the one who would capture the most Latino votes, you know, he's getting attacked by the hard left. So to me, it'll be very interesting to see how these guys are able to try to come back to the center.
Exactly. Well, as you and I have talked before, this isn't a monolithic group. I mean, you have to, in a sense, break it down. And, of course, you can break it down a lot more. But just on an overview, you've got the Latino legal vote, and then you have the illegal. And some of this is being homogenized, you know, one with the other. So it gives you kind of a false impression of what's going on, because the people who are here legally, they're seeing their jobs compromised. They're seeing their communities endangered because of the reckless policies of previous administrations. And Donald Trump is guilty of trying to return to the rule of law, the very thing that drew Hispanics to America and others, dare I say, because of the countries they left where the rule of law was so compromised and in some cases non-existent.
Yeah, no, I think there's certainly, you know, evidence of what you're saying. I mean, you and I have talked about this in the past. You know, when I worked at the Heritage Foundation years ago, there's a study that they put out called the Index of Economic Freedom that actually lists a number of different factors that contribute to greater economic freedom. And that's just a wonky word of saying, you know, more jobs, more prosperity. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they point to that contributes to economic freedom is the rule of law. So I think you're right. I mean, I think what we're doing here at the Libre Initiative is, you know, certainly talking about enforcing laws, on the books, but also looking at ways of improving our immigration system, because I think that, we all agree that the system that we currently have isn't working,
exactly,
perfectly or as well as it could be, and that's what we want to try to fix.
Well, an effective immigration system helps the Hispanic community because, as we know, is when people come across the border, you know, you got the old, you know, the old axiom, birds of a feather stick together. And so what are the chances that illegals are going to go to a Hispanic community versus going to be a neighbor of Nancy Pelosi or the Clintons in Westchester County, New York?
Right, yeah. No, you're right, and I think that's I think for the administration and for this president, I think one of the big things that they can point to in the run up to the election is of course the economy, jobs in the economy. As you know these last couple of years have been really quite historic for the Hispanic community.
Exactly.
I think the media, frankly, doesn't pay enough attention to just a remarkable turnaround that's been happening. I mean, as you know, 10 years ago, during the depths of the Great Recession, we were talking about double-digit Latino unemployment rates. And, you know, now we're seeing the median Hispanic household income rising quite significantly. You're seeing the unemployment rate for Hispanics at historic lows. Just last month, the Wall Street Journal reported that Hispanic homeownership rates at 47.1%. So a lot of different economic indicators, Bill, that show that a lot of the policies that this administration has been implementing are certainly improving the lot for Hispanics.
You know, this is the thing that's kind of interesting is because it's like Hispanics are home quietly, you know, celebrating, you know, because of the sentiment and everybody, this Trump derangement syndrome, you know, people don't want to hear the news and this obvious ignorance of, you know, what's happening. I mean, this is a real victory, you know, for our country that you got to imagine if it's doing so well in the Hispanic community. I mean, this is telling us that this is reaching all sectors, is it not?
Yeah, yeah, no, it certainly has. I mean, the economy is doing well for a lot of folks. I mean, the president talks about this a lot. You know, the black unemployment rate is also is pretty low. Not as low as the Hispanic community, but still low. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that you know the fact that this administration has been pushing to undo a lot of the crushing regulations that were enacted previously, they're having a positive effect. I mean, one of the things that we were pushing for as an organization back in 2017 was the enactment of tax reform.
Mm-hmm.
And as you remember, I mean, Nancy Pelosi and others were saying that this is going to be Armageddon. You know, this is the end of times, essentially. And,
yeah,
and that what
it's only for the one. It's only for the 1%, right?
Right.
Is they said.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I mean, what we saw was companies handing out bonuses, wages rising. So I mean, I think that the effects of some of the policies that this administration has implemented across the board, but particularly in the topic we're talking about for Hispanics, I think are obviously having a positive effect.
Well, without a doubt. And then again, what a big lie that was, that it only helped the 1%. The BEA released a report here recently is that said, oh no, not at all. You know, the 99% realized the increase, in fact, more significantly than the 1%. So how does that square up with the truth, right?
Right.
Or, or is that a Joe Biden, the truth over facts or something? I don't know.
Well, folks will ignore studies when it's not convenient for them on their side, and so that's what we're seeing. And so, I mean, this is why you're going to see more of the doubling down of identity politics, Bill. When the politicians can't win on policy, they're going to turn to identity politics, and they're going to try to stir up racial resentment. And for us, what we're trying to do as a group is try to focus on the policies.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
On August 23rd, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. In theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit OvercomerMovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
It's Bill Martinez live.
What do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform Party right now?
Well, you've got David Duke just joined. A bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want in your party.
If he said on Friday, I disavow, why ask him again on Saturday?
Why not disavow David Duke, disavow the KKK? What's going on?
I'm saying to myself, how many times do I have to continue to disavow people? And the question was asked about David Duke and various groups.
You know, they just can't help themselves. They continue to try to, you know, pin the tail on the donkey here. No matter how many times he's, you know, for decades, the president has been disavowing white supremacy and bigotry and racism. But it's the card the Democrats sadly want to play. And it's unfortunate, no matter what part of the demography you're looking at, we're all compromised because we're at a point when this country is moving in such a direction that we can solve a lot of problems. I mean, look what we're doing right now, relevant to jobs and the economy as robust as it is. And look who's not happy with the success that America is having. It's the Democrats. You know, I got to tell you, it's frustrating because, you know, we think in terms of, and this is what we love about Hispanics. Hispanics are team players. You know, we know the colors of the team, and we want the home team to win. And the Democrats are blatantly getting in the way and putting a stick in the spokes of this president and our economy, you know, for their own, what, their own power interests?
Yeah. No, I think that's a good point in terms of something you just touched on, Bill, which is, the way we're going to really see the change we want to see is putting less faith in the government and in public institutions. And one of the things that we're doing as a group is saying, look, let's stop looking to Washington for all of the answers, and let's see what's happening at the local level.
Exactly.
That's why we're partnering with different nonprofits and different organizations that are tackling some of the real issues that are happening in our country, be it addiction, homelessness, all of these things, and that's part of what's wrong with the way things are happening here in Washington, Bill, is that, you know, folks just want to, you know, look to Washington, look to bureaucrats, to fix our country's problems, and we've tried that for the last, 50 years or so.
Yeah. And how's that working?
Longer, and it's not working. And
exactly.
It's not leading to results, so.
Well, Israel Ortega is a former congressional aide and a writer for the Heritage Foundation, a spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. They're a nonprofit committed to equipping the Hispanic community with the tools they need to be prosperous. You know, I love the call of what Libra Initiative is doing is because they're going, as you say, this is a community, kind of organic grassroots operation that goes right there where the problem is because, you know, when you get bureaucracy set up, it gets cumbersome, and we've seen this happen time and again. And as you say, you know, for five decades plus, we've been, you know, into this, with all the money that's there, you know, the big government should do it, but they continue to fall short and fail, and the people that are losing are the forgotten man and woman on Main Street.
Yeah, and so one of the ways that we're doing this, Bill, just to give you some practical examples, our sister organization, the Libre Institute, you know, part of what they do is they're running financial literacy classes for Hispanics, English speaking, English, you know, ESL classes.
ESL.
Just things like that, because I mean, that's when we talk about the tools and resources to equip people. I mean, that's how you're going to get ahead in this country. Mm-hmm. Is if you know the language, you know, if you know how to, you know, manage your own finances,
exactly,
have a plan. I mean, that's how we're going to get ahead. And so I think that's the way to do it. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier about how, you know, let's stop looking to Washington all the time for answers. You know, a lot of it, you know, we have to do ourselves.
Well, let's face it; it starts with a job, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, you got a job, you're a happy camper, you're moving along, you know, then you start advancing, as you say, the financial literacy. Hey, let's just talk about improving your FICO score. A simple little thing like improving your FICO score. What does that do for an individual household?
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of evidence that shows, you know, when you've got your finances in order, you're going to get ahead. The same thing with English. I mean, you know, if you're able to, the more that you are fluent in English, you know, the more, jobs that will open up for you and better paying jobs will open up for you. And so that's the kind of stuff that, is going to lead people to move up the socioeconomic ladder. I mean, this is why, mm-hmm. You know, when you hear folks, you know, talking about you know, socialism and guaranteed income. I mean, besides it being poor economic policy, Bill, it also deprives the individual. It robs the individual of the ability to contribute. You know,
their own dignity
with work.
Their own dignity. See, in Hispanics, this is so core to the culture of Hispanics. You know, they have a lot of pride, a lot of orgullo, right? And they're not going to, you know, you start attacking that, I mean, you really impact the family. And this is, again, I say unfortunate because we have a non-traditional president, one that many for a long time have been praying for, somebody who would come in as an outsider who has the wherewithal, you know, from business acumen to do something about this government. But, you know, look, at the wheels of bureaucracy move rather slow. They're very stubborn. They like the ineptness of the government. They've been able to take advantage of it, and you got to know this on so many levels. This is why we're spending so many billions of dollars ineffectively, you know, as Senator Coburn, you know, pointed out for many years, and we still have that Waste Book initiative that's out there reminding everybody that, hey, we're far from being efficient, but we have somebody who's got their eye on the ball now, and meanwhile, we do have the antithetical forces, and sadly and unfortunately, especially if you're a Democrat, you got to know, look at you may be wearing the home team jersey, but you're getting in the way of every goal we're trying to make.
Right. No, and I think you touched on something really important, Bill, which is that, you know, it's also the rise of the regulatory state, meaning that a lot of the impact that's happening in our daily lives is not happening just by the laws that are being enacted in Congress, but it's also by all the regulations that are being implemented that we don't even know about. But one of the things that this administration has done well, and you know this, is that, you know, for every one regulation that's enacted,
right,
two are removed, essentially.
Well, it's more than that. It started out too. That was President Trump's goal, and something like 21,
yeah,
22 now for everyone.
So that goes to show you that, this is what I was talking about earlier about reducing that stranglehold, mm-hmm, that was previously put in place. I mean, so again, I think, you know, if it was a different time, I think that we'd be hearing more about this, about these reforms that this administration has been doing. But, you know, obviously, as you and I know, this is a very, very polarized time, and people who have entrenched beliefs about an individual, it's going to be hard to convince them otherwise.
Well, without a doubt. And, of course, meanwhile, are we going to ever be able to solve this immigration issue? I mean, what is it going to take for both sides? It's not just one and not the other, but for both sides to realize, yes, we have a crisis, and that crisis at the border is a crisis for individuals.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I hope, Bill, this is like something that I've been frankly praying for, because I feel like it's going to be a higher power that has to intervene here, because you're right. I mean, for years we've been talking about fixing and improving our immigration system, and we frankly just haven't been able to do that. And I think both sides are to blame. Both sides have taken advantage of this politically when it's convenient. But you know, I think that if anyone can solve this Rubik's Cube, I do think that this administration could do it, because President Trump has talked about improving the system, and I think he has the credibility to lead on this issue. And so that's part of what we're doing as a group, is really trying to work with Congress, trying to work with this administration, the way we work with them on criminal justice reform, to try to get something done. And so I'm excited about it. I know it's, you know, there's a lot of cynics and cynicism out there, but I'm hopeful, Bill.
Well, I'm with you, Iz, and Donald Trump is real good at explaining the bigger picture and the opportunity that's here. I mean, we have real people, real lives, people that can contribute to the good of America that want to come in, and, you know, on a merit-based type of idea and understanding, this can be win-win for a lot of people. And meanwhile, we can do something about the sex trafficking, the opioid addiction, and the influx of drugs into our country. But we got to see that as the bigger prize. Is Ortega, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the apparent suicide of sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan last weekend. There are reports today that two staffers who were assigned to watch Epstein in that federal lockup ended up sleeping for most of the time they were supposed to be guarding him, and then they falsified records.
Steele was dead. Your business was dead.
President Trump speaking there to workers at an energy plant near Pittsburgh, PA, where yesterday he spoke about the ongoing trade war with China.
Your business was dead. And I put a little thing called a 25% tariff on all of the dump steel all over the country. And now your business is thriving.
Trump also going on to complain about a trade imbalance with Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. How do you like winning, huh? Wouldn't it be nice if we could win some more if we had people who supposedly are on the home team that wear the USA jersey, that we would come together? But sadly, and we were warned about this very clearly by Lindsey Graham during the Kavanaugh hearings, and that he was calling out the Democrats for their lust of power, that they were willing to, you know, no holds barred, all decorum set aside for the sake of their desire to take over. And this is what clearly that people need to understand, is that the Democrats are so desperate for power. And the ideas, I mean, if there was any value in what it was they had to offer, the ideas would carry the day. You know, I've been in marketing most of my life, and I've been grateful for the experience. And one of the keys that I've learned along the way is it's all about the message. When you do not have the message, then you better have a lot of money to pay to get some sort of message out there. And perfect case in point, and I want to talk to Jenny Beth Martin, bring her on. She's the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, you know, we saw this in the 2016 election. Hillary Clinton didn't have the message, And what did she spend? Over $1 billion. And I think maybe when you really hit the total button, probably closer to $2 billion to become president of the United States. And Donald Trump spent, I think, you know, around maybe $300 million. I mean, it wasn't even close to $500 million that he spent. But he had the message. And that is the difference, and this is what we have today, is the Democrats are still coming out, you know, they don't really have ideas, so what they do is let's just start fighting and cause all this irascibility and negativity in our country. I mean, they're depositing this into our culture, and these are the people that we want to lead our government?
Exactly. They are doing, what we're seeing from the Democrats right now is division and hatred. And it comes out of their mouths daily. They've done everything they can, and they have made it very, very clear since the moment it appeared that Trump, or it was known, not appeared, but known that Trump would win the election. They have declared they are going to resist him at all costs. And that is exactly what they're doing. And in doing that, they're against him, but they're for, it's difficult to tell exactly what they are for, except that we hear they want, more government, further government takeover of our health care, as if that's going to make it more affordable, when mm-hmm. the last bill, the Obamacare bill, made it even less affordable than it was before.
Exactly. They lied to us going into it. So how can you believe them now and entrust the very people that messed up our health care program to get us out of this ditch?
That is exactly right. I don't know how you can. And that's something that I think we're going to have to make sure that we make very, very clear as we head into 2020. Mm-hmm. But other than that, in everyone who went to college and got student loans no longer has to be responsible for paying those back, I don't know what their platform is.
Exactly.
So basically, they just want to give away taxpayer money to win votes.
And, I mean, they're buying the vote with our money, which is ridiculous.
Exactly.
And as if that's not enough, Jenny Beth, how about $1,000 a month? You know, you get $1,000. They've gone Oprah ticket here. I mean, they've just gone over the top. Everybody's Oprah now.
Yeah, exactly. And where did they get $1,000 for money to essentially grow on trees? We work hard, so the and then the government takes our taxes out of the money that we work hard to earn, and they want to just turn around and give that to people who don't even work? Are you kidding me?
It's called redistribution. It's the age-old deal. It's all part of the Saul Alinsky plan, the socialist plan. You do that, you create dissatisfaction with the status quo, and it's tough. I mean, they're really an uphill battle. I would say that if it hadn't been for Donald Trump, it might be a little bit easier for them to convince people, but the reality of Donald Trump's policies and what's going on with the economy, it's getting into the way of, their insanity. And as if that's not enough, I mean, here they are claiming that the president and others are racist, and they're the ones that are bringing it up.
That is right. They are, and I think that they view the world through... I think it is becoming more and more obvious that so many people in the Democrat Party view and judge everyone based on what they look like, mm-hmm. The color of their skin is, what their gender is that they identify with, and that's what's defining them. Those are the most important things before you look at the content of character and
exactly.
what they actually do and accomplish, and that is exactly opposite. I thought, growing up in Atlanta and where Martin Luther King Jr. was from, I thought that's exactly the opposite thing of what he was asking us to do as a society.
It really is, and I hope that people heard exactly what you just said, Jenny Beth, because that is the sum total of it. It's not about the content of our character. It's you have the black voice with the black face. Do you have the brown voice with the brown face? Do you have the gay message, you know, and with your gayness? I mean, this is all, but the thing is, it's not a broad spectrum. It's as they define it, not as, and this is the clear difference between the parties, is the Republicans, you know, you talk about a broad tent, and being more open-armed about accepting, you know, diversity. It is the Republicans that say, look, if you got the goods and you want to contribute and assimilate and advance the cause of the American dream, hey, the red carpet is out for you. Come and get it, you know. And the Dems, they're saying, look, only if you speak our type of language, and if not, get ready. We're going to throw a red card on you any second if you do that. And as if that's not enough, and as you were talking about earlier, Jenny Beth, is that you know, they're so unhinged that they will go to violence to force you, to compel you to think as they do.
That is exactly right, it's not even to compel you to think as they do, to punish you for thinking differently than they do. Because I don't know that the attacks that we've seen on people who say wear a red Make America Great Again hat, the attacks on those people are going to make them say, oh, well, now I support you because you beat me up.
Right.
But it's a punish and intimidation, and I worry about where our country goes, because if we continue down this path, we are headed to a dark place. And
well,
I hope that people can step back and say, wait a minute, we need to pay attention to the fact that there is politics. And we may disagree on issues, we can still get along with one another, even if we
right.
disagree on issues, because we love America. And I don't think that people remember that. And maybe some may not even love America right now.
Well, and that is part of the problem, and that's what the Dems are counting on, is that they've created a little bit of dissatisfaction to people. And, you know, the ones that wear the MAGA hats, that have enough confidence in themselves and what they believe in, from time to time, they may get beat up and they may get attacked and that sort of thing. But they're sending a message to those that are on the fence that really don't know and think that socialism might be the way, and they might think, like, you know, we've done historically, in any culture historically, is that, you know, you get so much fighting, and you say, why can't we get along? Okay, I'll acquiesce. I'll just cross over the line, and I'll just go along to get along kind of deal. That's not the American way.
No, it is not the American way. And we, it also really and truly winds up violating the principles of the First Amendment.
Exactly.
The First Amendment is there so we can't have political discourse in this country. And that's part of the reason it's there. And when you attack people and harm them, you're violating their person and you're violating their First Amendment rights.
Well, and the fact of the matter is that everybody, it's lose-lose when we abandon the Constitution. And this is what the Democrats would want us to do. I mean, I the way I see it anyway, I'm not seeing that they're looking to advance the cause of the Constitution. They're looking to obliterate it.
That is, I would say that is exactly right. And they want to replace our form of government.
Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder, president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, where can they go for more information?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got the Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Yes, the one and only Rachel Bavard. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. What is going on with fiscal conservatism? Is that just a foregone, you know, something as a memory now? What is happening?
Yeah, it seems to be the way this works in Washington. They all spend like drunken sailors and then promise to reform and sober up the next day, except right. It never actually happens. And this is just what we saw before they went out. Before the House and Senate went out of session a couple of weeks ago, they passed a $2 trillion two-year budget deal that just blew the socks off any notion of fiscal responsibility. It actually dismantled the Budget Control Act, which, if you may recall, in 2011, that was when fiscal conservatives passed the biggest spending reform in decades.
Right.
And so now
that's when everybody learned about the sequester, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's gone now.
Well, this is incredible. Now, supposedly, there's, what, $320 billion there that they still have to haggle over. So there's a possible relief there. But as you say, you know, drunken sailors do what drunken sailors do.
Yeah, that's right. And remember, this isn't even a spending deal. This is just a budget deal. So we're going to have this fight again when Congress returns to its spending bills, mm-hmm. and there's a whole host of things that could go wrong in that process, So I think, you know, if anyone's concerned about this issue, they really want to keep an eye on Congress in September and October, because that's really when the rubber's going to hit the road about what this budget deal actually means for how much Congress is now going to spend.
Well, in the last time President Trump got backed in a corner on this, he said it absolutely stunk. He'd never do this again. Well, I guess his memory has faded.
Yeah, you know, in talking to some officials at the Trump White House, my sense was they went into these negotiations knowing they weren't going to get everything they wanted because House Democrats, obviously, they control the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they were hoping that Senate Republicans would have their back a little bit more in these negotiations than actually panned out. You saw a quote from Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who allegedly said to Trump in the Oval Office, "Hey, don't worry about it. No politician has ever lost an election for spending too much money." But that's apparently the attitude of Senate Republicans, and I know there are a whole host of Tea Party conservatives out there who would say, actually, you know, people do care about spending, and the 2010 election was a reflection of that.
Exactly, and are we going to have one of those can-you-hear-me-now moments?
Yeah, you know, I think that's definitely a possibility, because it seems like every 10 years or so, politicians in Washington have to be reminded that people actually do care about spending, and I think that may be one of the consequences from this current cycle, you know, when we sort of blew the roof off the fiscal house again, and they need to be reminded again of the ballot box.
Well, Rachel, the challenge that we have, that voters have for any kind of fiscal responsibility, is that the Republicans seem to be our Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know, they're the only ones that, at least, that you can have this sense that they might be listening. The Democrats, forget it. I mean, it's out the door. They want the new Green Deal. They want, Medicare for all. Open up the gates. Break down the wall. Let everybody in here, and we're going to pay for everybody. And, oh, yeah, by the way, how about $1,000 a month just because we're nice?
Yeah, we really are dealing with really polar opposites on these issues. Although Republicans, when given the opportunity to, like, spend money as we've just seen, although I will point out that most House Republicans voted against this budget deal. It went out of the House with mostly Democrat votes, but you saw a lot of Senate Republicans vote for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lost you a little bit. You got a little muffled on me here, so let's see if we can get you more direct in terms of audio. But that is unfortunate, but it seems that I have this sense, Rachel, and that's what I'm concerned about, is maybe Republicans are just feeling like, all right, well, elections have their consequences, the people voted in the Democrats, and this is probably the best we can do, and if we get the military budget and a couple of things that we want, this is all part of the compromise, as ugly as it may seem.
You know, that's a calculation I think some of them made. However, there were trade-offs that could have been made to make sure that the military had the appropriate amount of spending, but it wasn't matched by this huge discretionary bump for domestic programs. But those trade-offs were not met, and we know Washington hates nothing more than a trade-off, so I suspect that that's why that wasn't included.
Well, and the thing, I mean, there's no question, some have suggested that Donald Trump has met his match in Nancy Pelosi. She's holding the line, but this is going to be a true measure of, President Trump's legacy of being able to make the deal here. And he seems to have dwindling leverage for somebody who controls the White House.
Yeah, there's not a ton that President Trump can do from the White House if he doesn't have Congress on his side. We know he's never going to have House Democrats on his side, but that's where I think Senate Republicans can play a role. And here they were actively on the side of House Democrats on spending, and at that point, you know, it does paint Trump into a corner, and he doesn't have many options at that point. So if he's going to continue to be able to make any sense of this fiscal mess, he's going to have to get Senate Republicans on his side.
Well, the other hope, I guess, and what Trump and his economists are saying is that if we can get the GDP up, which it looked pretty good there until, you know, Democrats have found a way to resist. And, I maintain that if we had a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats, we might be able to help most Americans out. But they're not about to give what they perceive as Donald Trump getting a win. And, it's almost like they're cheering against the economy here.
You really have to ask yourself that question when you watch them, because they really are loath to give any credit to Donald Trump at all. This this, you know, hatred for him, I think, really blinds them to the actually good impact that he's having on the economy. We're seeing growth in the 3% range for GDP, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge success and a huge step forward. And I think if, you know, Trump can keep the economy moving forward, you know, it's a rising tide lifts all boats. It's going to help everybody along the way. And that, I think, has to be acknowledged at some point by Democrats.
Yeah, but the Democrats don't care about, you know, all boats. All they care about is their boat, as long as their boat is controlling things. I mean, Lindsey Graham called them out during the Kavanaugh hearings, and that really is the echo that we continue to hear, and that is the lust for power by the Democrats, and they'll put everything on the line, you know, whether it's impeachment, the Russian collusion, even after everything that has been investigated against Donald Trump. Again, this is so partisan, but at the people's expense. And I'm getting rather disgusted over this, and I hope that the voters in large are getting disgusted and they're taking notes to realize that it is the Democrats that are working against the people's money, because right now we have favor. I mean, the wind is at our back, and the Democrats are doing everything that they can to bring down the sails so that we can't get we get moving forward. Now, this comes from a party that says they're progressive, right?
Yeah, progressive in the sense that they just have no sense for how money actually works, because as you pointed out earlier, one of their policy proposals is to literally give everybody $1,000 in the country.
Yes.
So no idea how we're going to pay for that, but it's on the table.
Right, and forget about how many trillions of dollars would we spend on the new Green Deal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't even talked about the new Green Deal or Medicare for All or paying for everybody's college. So the debt does keep racking up when it comes to their policy proposals.
And meanwhile, American citizens are saying, hey, what about health care? And you got everybody there behind their tables at the during the Democratic debate saying, yeah, we're going to take care of, all the illegals. We're going to take care of all their health, right?
Yeah, they want to pay for health care for illegal immigrants as well. And that's if you look at polls on this issue, many Americans do not support this. And to be honest, the polls also show that, well, you know, Americans want people to have access to affordable health care. Who doesn't? Mm-hmm. They balk when it comes to having to seeing the price tag for what that would actually cost people to implement Medicare for All. So, you know, there is a cost to this that I hope as the debates go forward, the moderators start to press them on where they're going to get this money. It can't just be tax the rich. It can't just be a 1% wealth tax on millionaires. It's going to hit middle America, and those consequences have to be discussed.
And, of course, the moderators aren't going to point out that it was the Democrats that got us here to begin with, right?
Well, you know, I don't expect them to bring that to the table, but it's worth pointing out. Look, we are in a healthcare crisis because Obamacare failed.
Right.
And even Democrats are admitting that now, but it only failed after costing the economy, you know, trillions of dollars. And so we're really going to give the car keys to the party that already drove the car off a cliff?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
No, that's the scary part of all this, Rachel, is, you know, just exactly as you said, they drove the car off the cliff, so let's give them the car keys and a brand new car and let's do it again, right?
That seems to be what they're advocating for.
I think they call that insanity, do they not? Is that still the same definition? I think so.
I think so, yeah.
Well, again, as we were saying, here we've got an opportunity where things are moving in the right direction. We've got everybody working. We've got more jobs than people right now. People's hourly wages are increasing. Record-setting, economic issues and indicators. And instead of really pushing the pedal to the metal, the Democrats are doing everything they can to take the president's foot off the gas, and we're losing opportunity here, Rachel, and I'm real frustrated about it, because as a business guy and a marketing guy, I see opportunities like this that come, you know, once in a while. They're not always around. I mean, we already went through 8 incredible years under the Obama administration. Some of that, I think, that was self-inflicted, because I don't think the Obama administration really believed in the free market or capitalism system. They believe somehow the government is the answer. But when free markets work, it'll find its level and it will heal itself. And I think the reason that we endured the recession for as long as we did is because of government interference.
Trump is standing up for the blue-collar worker, and Democrats are fighting him. And that's a reality that I think surprises a lot of people, but that's what sort of the Trump derangement syndrome does to people.
Exactly. And the voters need to take note. We got to leave it there to be continued on our next conversation. Rachel Bivard, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Thank you, Rachel.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan.